The one who is, who was, and is to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Washington, for this opportunity, this privilege to stand behind the sacred desk. I do not take it for granted. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to say thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for this Resurrection Sunday, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have hope because you got up. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for touching us this morning with your healing hand of love. God, we pray right now that you would just continue to touch each and every one of us. You've heard the testimonies, Lord. You've heard the petitions on our heart, God. And now, Lord, we pray that you would just meet every need in this place. Lord, you know what we all stand in need of. So, God, I just pray right now that the words of my heart and the meditation, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight, God. And that what thus saith the Lord would bless someone in here this morning, that they might be healed and know that you have risen from the dead and that you're Lord. Lord, we thank you, and it's in your precious name that we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, please turn with me to Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 6. And also, please hold Matthew 28, verse 18. We're going to start with Luke, but hold Matthew 28 and 18. When you have it, say amen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee." Now turn over to Matthew 28 and 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Amen. If you would just allow me to preach for a few moments from the subject of "Ain't No Stopping Us Now." If you could just turn to your neighbor and encourage them this morning and tell them, "Ain't no stopping us now." And if you want to be grammatically correct, tell them there isn't anything that can stop us now. I don't think anyone in here would argue with me if I said that Jesus had power. Jesus had power to heal all manner of diseases. He opened up the eyes of the blind. He had power over orthopedic issues. He made the lame walk. A fever didn't present a problem for him. He cast out the fever in Peter's mother-in-law. He had power over gynecological issues. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. Mangled or withered limbs were no challenge for him. He spoke a word, and the man with the withered hand stretched forth his hand, and his hand was like new. Dermatological issues were not an issue for Jesus. He touched the leper, and his skin became like that of a brand new baby. Jesus had power to heal. Jesus had power over physiological diseases, but Jesus also had power in the spiritual realm. He had power over demonic forces and spiritual diseases.